Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so
damn.
Tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
And
I didn't choose to rap. He just fell into a backup plan. So
yeah.
Let go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
All right. I rise with the sun. Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Thursday, Throwback Thursday, December the 8th, 2016. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. As you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you. I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, have a very important message. Today, we're talking about being real. We're talking about being you. We're talking about, instead of focusing on being a specialist, instead of focusing on being a generalist, we want to focus on being a spiritualist. Now, we started off talking about this yesterday, and hopefully you had an opportunity to tune in and you listened to the yesterday show, because one of the most important things is, one of the hardest things is to realize that we live in a world that we don't know the rules to. Let me say that again. We live in a world, but we don't know the rules to the world. We play in a game, but we don't know the rules to the game, and we keep losing. And we're wondering why we keep losing. Well, let me rephrase that. Wondering why I keep losing. Now, maybe you guys are, you know, a little different boat than I am, you know, but one of the things that I've tried to do, now I want to be as transparent and honest as I can, like I always do on all my shows. And one of the hardest things, brothers and sisters, is when we talk about, do you want? Like, really? Like, what do you really want? That is spiritualism. Now, spiritualism, again, doesn't really exist the way it used to be back in the day. Because everybody we are led astray by the lust of our own flesh. So your sins cold for your senses. Now, I'm going to say some stuff today that I haven't really shared in public, and I'm getting ready, gearing toward my new series. We just finished up the Christ, or the cerebral spinal fluid, and we were talking about this whole ideal that is foreign. This is foreign. To actually think that the Bible is a book that is written in code, is written in parables. So when you read it on the cover, it's not saying nothing about what it's saying. So when Jesus was talking about fishing, and they went and they was fishing all day, and they didn't catch no fish on their left side, Jesus said, take up the nets and cast them over to the right. And they immediately pulled up so much fish that it almost turned the boat over. He was talking about how they was thinking. There was left brain thinking instead of right brain thinking. And he was telling them to be more effective. You need to think with your right brain instead of your left brain. So the Bible is an alchemical book. Now, it may be the other stuff that everybody says it is as well. But the most important aspect of it is alchemical. Alchemical. So are you. So the most important thing, brothers and sisters, is you are a spirit. You're not a body. You have a body, but you are not a body. Even though we live in a body, we do everything for the body runs our life, our emotions and our sensitives are, and our sensitivities are, and our feelings or all of this stuff, this is the result of chemicals that are released into our body, and they tell us what to do. So right now, I just ate. And the reason I ate right before the show was because my stomach said, Negro, we hungry. And so I fed my stomach because inside of my stomach there are sensory organs. And these sensory organs is sins. So when the scripture is talking about the seven deadly sins, it's talking about the seven deadly senses. And if you are led, if you are sensitive, that means that you are sin, full of sin. That means you're not spiritual. Now, I'm not talking about something I read of a book. I was talking with a good friend of mine, and it was eerie how what we were talking about was identical to what I had decided to discuss today. So I hope he or she understands that this has nothing to do with them. This just happened to be what I was talking about today. Why? Because this is what I'm dealing with in my life. I'm tired of being ran up and down this mountain. I'm not doing this no more, man. I'm tired. I don't want to play this game. So I've decided I'm not going to play no more. So I'm not going to allow lust, gluttony, greed, sloth, wrath, envy, and pride to run my life anymore. I fired them. So this morning, I gave them all their pink slip. They're all in the unemployment line. All seven of them. So the seven deadly sins, they're not running my life no more. So I'm not responding to pride. I'm not responding to my ego or envy. I'm not responding to wrath. I don't care what it feels like. I'm not responding to sloth. I don't care how lazy I feel. I'm going to get my ass up and go to the gym. I'm not going to go after greed. I don't care how easy the money looks or how easy this whatever scam or scheme is. I'm not going after that anymore. I'm not going to allow my senses to control me because my senses are my sins. So when the Bible talks about sins, it's talking about senses. Have you ever heard that before in your life? Now, I've been on the planet almost 60 years, and when I first heard it 20 years ago, I rejected it because I said it could not be true, because then that means everybody is full of sin, because everybody's full of senses. The more sensitive you are, the more sinful you are. Now, I am the most highly sensitive person that I know. I've talked to a lot of people, and a lot of people think that they're more sensitive to me. I just have learned how to mask my sensitivity. Man, I get pissed off when the sun rises in the morning. I get pissed off if you say, hey, good morning, Brother Will. I get pissed off if you do. I can ask you to do something, and if you do it exactly the way I ask you, I'm still going to get pissed off. I sense way more than I can express. I was a kid, and I couldn't understand it. I felt way more than I could verbalize. So I couldn't understand why I had all these feelings. and I was crying, and I was all emotional. And in the hood, they get your ass whooped. They're like, dude, you're walking around like a female. But that was me. And I had to figure out, what do I do with all of these senses? I had to mask it. I had to hide it. Because otherwise, I was too sensitive. I was too emotional. And my whole life has been an emotional roller coaster. Not no more. Now, I've been doing actually pretty good last 5 years or so. But today, I had to knock it up another level. And I want to express to you that the only way for you to be you is for you to understand you. Stop focusing on anybody else. Stop reading about all of these esoteric books about this, that, and the other. And do you know you? Because you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Your body is the temple of the living God, but your senses is overriding your spirit. So we are cells inside of the body of Christ. And so the same way that our cells inside of our body are sophisticated and they are intricately and they each one have different functions, it's the same way you are inside of the body of Christ. Now, this is going to be very difficult, but I got to say this. And I'm saying this because I love you. I'm saying this because I want to be able to continue to do what I'm doing right now. The greatest prayers is unanswered ones. Now, I know what you're thinking. The same thing I used to think. And sometimes I want something so bad and it doesn't happen. And that understanding it, every time I push for something and it doesn't happen, I get this same check in my spirit. Remember back on January the 1st, 2009, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. Living in the spirit realm. I'm living in the fleshly realm because my flesh always wants something. I don't care what I do. It's never enough. So I don't care what you do for me. It's never enough. I could ask you for something today, and you will give it to me. Tomorrow, I'm going to ask you for something else. Because why? That's the way the senses are designed. Enough is never enough. Now, way back in the day when I was really into psychology, during my therapeutic days, and I went to this shrink, and they recommended me to read this book after the sessions, because I wasn't a shrink kind of dude. So I told that shrink that, dude, I'm not coming back. He said, dude, you need to come back. And I was like, well, I ain't coming back. Well, he said, if you don't come back, at least do this for me. At least read this book. And he gave me the title of the book. And this book changed my life. Because this book told me and taught me how that we are goal-oriented people. We are not role-oriented people. That is how I wrote my book, and I did my series on From the Goal and Attached to the Role. So if you are like most human beings, you go from goal to goal. You set a goal, you make it, and then it's like, okay, what do I do next? Well, you got to set another goal. And you keep going from goal to goal to goal to goal. What does that mean? You get a car. You get all of it. You say, man, once I get this car, this is it. I want this car. And then you get this car. And then you see another one. And then you want that one. Then you get that car. Then you see another one. Then you want that one. Then you get that car. Then you see another one. Enough is never enough. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're telling yourself that once I get to this point in my life, that is it. I've been telling myself that for 50-plus years. Still haven't got to that point in my life where that is it. So the goal is get rid of that point. Because that point is the false you. It's the ego. See, the ego never wants you to attach to reality. The ego always keeps you living in the future or in the past. I guarantee you all of your problems that exist in your life right now are the result of the fact that you're living in the future or you're thinking about something that happened in the past and it pissed you off because you're sensitive, because you're sinful, just like me. But you say, well, Brother Will, what does that mean, though, man? Because you talk all of this metaphysical mumbo-jumbo. Now, all of this foolishness is mumbo jumbo. Because the Bible says that there is none righteous, no, not one. The Bible says that we are all falling short of the glory of God. This environment that we live in is a game. So I want you to think about now, if you watch Westworld, there was no way you would ever get angry again in your life. Now, the Westworld season one just ended in the HBO series. I've been begging everybody to please watch it. Because they who made us are sipping pina coladas and they are watching and they are laughing over our emotional calamity. I am not giving them entities the satisfaction of seeing me emotionally upset. I'm sorry. So it's not you. Because, see, I read the text. I read the book, and the book says this. The book says that we don't wrestle. It said that we don't against flesh and blood. So you are in flesh and blood. Every person that I've ever gotten pissed off at and I want to hurt really bad, and there's been a lot of people that I want to hurt them really bad, and I became really angry. Every time I get really angry, my brain, thankfully, my spirit tells me, remember January 1st of 2009? And then I go back and I'm like, oh, man, the devil got me again. But the person that he uses is always somebody in my circle. See, the Bible said that the enemy in your last days will be those of your own household. Now, I'm trying to help you, man, because I see, I don't know about you, but I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this no more. I'm not doing this emotional roller coaster. You know, I'm not doing those sensations anymore. I'm not doing those sins anymore. I'm not being sensitive anymore. I'm going to be a spiritualist. See, a spiritualist is like an eagle. See, an eagle, they don't ride, or they don't fly through the storm. They fly above the storm. So, see, I don't want to live in my senses or my sins. I want to live above my senses. That's what Jesus did. Jesus said, I've come not to do away with the sins or with your senses, but I come to fulfill, to ride above them. Jesus said that if you sleep with a woman, Jesus said, well, hey, you guys say, in your law, if you sleep with a woman, you committed adultery. I say, if you think. See how Jesus elevated it? He elevated it from the physical to the mental. I am begging. I am pleading. I'm on my knees right now praying that you can live and you can forget, man, that you are focusing on and focus on the mentality, the mentals. What is the ruling disposition behind the chemicals that's being released inside your body? That's where the war is at, brother. The war is not in the physical realm. The war is in the spiritual realm. But we can never get there because we are bogged down with the seven deadly senses. So the first thing I want you to do is scratch out that word. Now, I'm going to break all this down in the new series that starts, we probably started, around the 15th. In this series, I'm going to say a lot of stuff that's going to be really, 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 really hard. I'm going to say it anyway. And I'm going to tell you the truth. And I'm going to dare you to prove me wrong. I pray to God that there's one soul on the planet that got the balls to call me at 210-290-5927 and prove me wrong on what I'm about to say right now and what I'm about to say and what I've written inside of my book and what I'm about to say inside of this next series. Because I'm going to tell you the real world. See, this physical world is not real. It's fake. And you are all emotionally in a wrap. You all bought down. You're fighting. You're wasting your life. You got high blood pressure. You're overweight. You're stressed. Your hair is gray and it's falling out. You're pissed off. You're angry all the time. And you're going to die in your sins or your senses because your senses is out of control. So every decision that you make is a sensory-based decision. Have you ever made a decision based on the Spirit? See, the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, and I'm not really a big fan, but it does have a lot of good stuff in it. It says, put on the full armor of God. How do you do that? Well, I'm going to break it down in the next series. I'm going to teach you step by step how to put on the full armor of God so that, according to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11. Now, if you're playing church, man, this is not a message for you. Don't waste your time or mine. But if you for real, if you want to actually vibrate, you see, the temple actually draws to itself everything that's supposed to be in it before you was born. Now, what does that mean? You ain't got to do nothing. All you got to do is just breathe and stop living in your senses. And everything that you need for life and godliness will automatically be drawn to you. See, what you're trying to get, the fact that you're trying to get something repels something. You can't get what you already have. It is the great, this is the hardest thing that I have to convince myself and everybody else on the planet. So everybody tell me, hey, Brother Wilman, I'm going to go get this new job. Okay. I'm going to go get this new car. Okay, you don't get it. I'm going to go get this new woman. I'm going to go get. Instead of saying, I am being. See, the difference between being and getting. Being is a mental disposition. Getting is a physical one. Getting requires you to be hurt. I don't get hurt. Now, I am disappointed at myself because I know this. I've been teaching this for 20-plus years, and the devil still gets me. And I'm pretty good. I'm not tooting my home. I'm actually really good. But then the devil is better. You think he's been around for how long? A whole lot longer than I have. So the devil does this. He says, now the Bible says, Ephesians 6:11 says, put on the full armor of God so that you can stand against the devil's schemes. Oh, so that's what we're doing wrong. Y'all ain't armored up. You're not living in the spirit. The Bible says in the book of Galatians, please write this now. Please, this will help you today. I'm trying to help somebody. The Bible says, walk in the spirit. Just walk. Didn't say run. Didn't say skip. Didn't say jump. Didn't say sing. Just walk. Nice, leisurely pace. No stress. Laid back. No drama. No love and hip hop here. It says walk in the spirit. And if you do that, it says that you will not. It's impossible. Now, the reason that you are an emotional right now is because you're not doing this. Now, how do I know? I didn't read it in no book, man. I wish I had read it in a book. It'd be a lot less painful. Living in the spirit means that you're a spiritualist. It means that every day, all day, you don't do drama. You don't respond to people's threats. You don't care if your supervisor on your job tells you, well, I'm sorry, we're gonna let you go right before Christmas. Dude, you're not my God. I'm sorry, you're just a puppet on a string. I'm gonna go over your head. If I want this job, I ain't going nowhere. Now, that is how my brain works. There has never, ever, ever been nothing that I wanted that I have not gotten. Nothing. Now, let me say that again, because a lot of people out there, y'all want stuff, and you ain't got it, but you don't understand why. Let me explain why your plans have not worked out. Because Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 says this, but if you keep on biting and devouring each other, watch out. You will be consumed by each other. See, all this nickel and dime shiznits that y'all are doing with this emotionalism, all of this, you know, back and forth stuff, that's why I don't do drama. Every time I have a conflict, guess what happens? Guess what I do? I leave. Now, people that know me, they'll tell you, the brother, is he for real? When drama shows up, I pack my shit and leave. Pardon my French. Because this is serious, man. This time of year, people commit suicide because of non-issues. Are you seriously telling me that you're walking around in an emotional wreck because somebody didn't speak to you? Or somebody said this or said that? Do you understand whose you are and who you are? Man, why are we living in this flesh when we don't have to? Now, I come down into this flesh just like everybody else because I got to eat and I got to do this and I got to do this, but I do not like the flesh. The flesh is not my friend. The day I get rid of this body, hallelujah, I can't wait. That's what Paul says. Paul hated his body. Now, it's great, don't get me wrong, But until you get it regened, until you control your chemicals, instead of letting your chemicals control you, Ephesians chapter 5 doesn't make sense. Ephesians 5 says, if I keep having this mentality that says, okay, you slap me on my left cheek. Oh, man, I'm going to try to take your head off, dude. You don't understand who you mess with. Oh, you cut me off in traffic? Man, I'm going to follow you home. Oh, you post something negative about me on Facebook? Dude, I'm going to put you on blast. Oh, you not call me? I call you, text you, and you got to, you don't call and text me back? Oh, it's on and popping. That's all lower level impish stuff. You are better than that, brothers. I'm better than that. Yet I fall for it. I teach this stuff. Why do I keep falling for the same shizness? Because of my mentality. Because I'm not doing Galatians 5:16, which says, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh craves which is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit craves which is contrary to the flesh. They are opposed to one another, so that you do not do what you want. The reason that you can't have what you want is because you don't know what you want. Because what you want gratifies your flesh. What you want does not fulfill your spirit. Therefore, God loves you so much, he is going to deny your flesh unless you keep pushing for it, and he's going to turn you over to a retrobate mind. And then what happens when you finally do get it? And you receive it, and then you leave, or you again reject what you know is your vibratory equivalent because of your flesh. See, the flesh always wants something that it don't got. Always. 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 So I want you to examine your desires. What are your goals, brother? What are your wishes? What are your dreams? Write them down. Whatever your wishes and your dreams and your goals in life are, write them down. Whatever they are, you need to examine them and see if they are of your flesh or if they are of your spirit. Because if you clearly and closely examine all the stuff that you want, it has nothing to do with your spirit. If I'm a betting man, I'm putting all my money on the fact that every dream you got written down is so that way it gratifies one of your senses. I guarantee it. All of your goals are either 1, lust, 2, gluttony, 3, greed, 4, sloth, 5, wrath, 6, envy, 7, pride. Those are senses. Those are sensations. Notice the word sensation has the word sin in it. So every sensation you got, I don't care which word, I don't just name it, just name any sensation. But Brother Will, you don't understand, brother, I got the desire to, you know, is it a desire? Okay, it's a sin. The spirit has no sensations. The spirit doesn't want anything, because let me ask you the question, what does God want? Who does God pray to? Now, you are an individual expression of God. There should not be anything that you want, because the Bible that you read says, now your own Bible that you read says, God has given me everything that I need for life and godliness. Your Bible says that godliness plus contentment is great gain. So let me ask the question again. What do you want? Why do you want it? The reason that you want it is because it appeals to your flesh and not your spirit. Because you see, your spirit already has everything that it needs for life and godliness. But we're not walking in the spirit. Therefore, by law, we have to gratify our flesh. We have to. See, let the Holy Spirit guide your life. Then you won't be doing what your sinful nature desires. Galatians 5:16 in the New Living Translation. You say, well, Brother Will, man, you know, that's some more metaphysical mumbo jumbo, bro. I mean, I hear you talking, but I'm not listening. I understand. I've been there, done that too. But one day, you're going to get angry. You're going to get frustrated because guess what? The Bible says hope deferred waxes, makes the heart cold. One day, you're going to wake up, you're going to have ice water in your veins. Why? Because you're going to be an angry little dude or a little dudette because everything that you've ever wanted, you ain't got. Because every time you do get what you want, it ain't enough. You still want more. Because why? That is not your spirit talking to you. That's your flesh. So you need to develop what I call the power of awareness. That's code word for quantum consciousness, which is code word for Christ consciousness, which is a code word for spiritualism instead of fleshlyism, if that's even a word. You see, we all seek to kind of to identify and to gratify. We all want to identify and gratify. But the contents of our awareness, have you ever developed or ever analyzed the contents of your consciousness? Have you ever analyzed, have you ever consciously examined your conscious? So how can you be consciously conscious? That's called your sight, beyond sight. That's why I've been posting on Facebook for the last month. I'm trying to prime the pump. I'm trying to get you ready to walk in the spirit so that way you can stop fulfilling the lust of your flesh. See, the only way, the key to building the temple is not getting what you want. The key to building the temple is for you to actually stay where you are. The key for building the temple is for you not to change. The key for you to building the temple is to identify with your flaws and get out of your flesh. The key to building the temple is to go inside, not outside. Don't go get nothing. Go be something. And how do you go? Sit down. See, but brother, what do you mean, man? See, brother, see, I'm not talking about no book knowledge. Sorry, you guys. I'm talking about real life experience. Everybody on Facebook, everybody got something good to say. Everybody's a guru now. What is the content of the awareness of these Facebook gurus, these Facebook heroes, but they're real life zeros? How do I know? Because I'm the king. There is nobody that was a bigger Facebook hero and a bigger real life zero than me. Nobody. I've never met a soul yet. They say they're out there, but I ain't met them. You see, brothers and sisters, the difference between who you think you are and who you really are. Let me say that again. There's a big difference, huge, huge, huge difference between who you think you are and who you really are. And what you are doing is you keep comparing what you think you want to what you currently have. You see, because who you really are, your spirit, always wants what it already got. See, your spirit man, spirit only lives in the now. The spirit cannot live in the past or the future. It's impossible. So if you don't want any, if what you want doesn't exist in the now, that is your flesh. So you're telling me, well, Brother Will, you don't understand, dude. Okay. We need to build a temple. That's my job. My name is Bethesiah. In Hebrew, it means builder of the temple. This is my job. I take my job very seriously. I've been studying for this. I went through a lot of shishness to get this overstanding. Because the tallest buildings have the deepest foundations. I've been to hell and back a few times just to overstand this one point. Put on the full armor of God so that way you can stand against the wiles of the devil, against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but it is against the rulers. It is against the authorities. It is against the powers of the world's darkness and it is against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly realms. That is where I live. That is where I fight. But the enemy ain't stupid. He makes sure that he pulls me down, and he don't have to pull very hard because I'm on the edge already. I'm on 10 already. I'm supposed to be on a 1, and I'm already on. I wake up on 10. And I just say, just look at me wrong if you want to. I wake up on 10. Now, this message is not a new believer message. I'm sorry. You know, this message I already know is going to piss off a lot of people. Because everybody I know, myself included, they got goals, but they ain't got no goal. Everybody wants to be blank, but they don't have a pattern. They don't have a purpose. They don't have a plan. They don't have a procedure. They don't have a product that's going to take them down this particular plane to give them this particular peace of mind that's going to result in this particular prosperity. Where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. That is why I do Dear Canary reports, to help you find purpose. Because I already know you're frustrated. The reason that I know you're frustrated, because the Bible says hope deferred makes the heart cold. So your heart right now is cold. I don't even have to know you, and I know your heart is cold because you live on earth. If you are on this rock, your heart is cold because something was promised to you and you ain't got it. Or you had a dream or an idea or a goal or a plan. Now, I'm the most creative person on the planet. One of the most creative persons on the planet, because I got a bunch of threes in my name. That's why I got 50 books. That's why I've had 23 different businesses, 60 plus jobs. I don't know how many cars, houses. I've done all this stuff. Why? Because of the cleverly cunning, deceitful schemes that it talks about in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14. So if you don't understand that what you are doing is a setup, every time something's going good, you got to say, oh, it's a setup. It's a setup. You may not know, you can't see it, but you know it's coming. You know it. You know it. You know it. I'm telling you, it's coming. I don't care how it starts off. It can start off looking great. It looks really good in the beginning. Man, senses are pleasurable for a moment. That's what the Helios Biblia says. It says that in your book that you read, that you believe. In your Bible, it says that sin is pleasurable for a moment. Senses are out of your senses, all five of them, that uses and that promotes the seven deadly sins that expresses themselves through the seven types of love. You know there are seven types of love, not four or five? There's the eros. There's the phila. There's the strange. There's the agape. There is the ludus. There is the pragma. P-R-A-M-A, and there is the Philistine, like the Philistine. Philistine is the one that's the most important for you, because why? That is the self-love. That is the healthy respect for yourself or for your spiritual self. But that the last two, number six and number seven, they're not even on the planet. Everybody thinks that there's five types of love or four. They don't even know that there's seven types of love. There's a lot of people that they don't even know that the yud is a musical note because it was removed by Constantine. And there was actually more colors. And there's people think there's only seven chakra systems. There's a whole bunch of more chakra systems, but they took them off the planet. They're not even giving you the option to be this series that I'm getting ready to do is about. How do you be spiritual when you don't even got the option? So you mean to tell me that you are a man or woman of God and the man of being a man and a woman of God is not even available? So you got a version of it, but it's Constantine's version. Now, obviously, the challenge, like, you know, my good buddy Ray, what's his name? You know, hey, I ain't thrown out no money yet, but I'm going to do that. You know, maybe I can get more people to bite. Because I want somebody to prove me wrong. I'm hoping and praying that somebody call me at 210-290-5927 and prove me wrong. Email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com and prove me wrong. That what you got is a lie. Your belief system is a lie. Now, I know you think it's real. I just think mine was real too. And then I just went off the globe. And I stopped responding to my senses. And I stopped asking forgiveness for my senses because my senses ain't going nowhere. And so I had to do exactly what Paul did. When Paul said, when God told him, hey, my grace is sufficient for you. And why am I going to keep this thorn in my flesh? So if you don't know this, brothers and sisters, you're still praying this prayer that Paul was praying and that everybody else prayed that go to church. But I don't pray that prayer no more because, again, if you read the script and you know what's coming, wouldn't you prepare for it? I don't know about y'all, but, you know, I read the script and I read ahead and I read all of the book. The ones that they took out, I read those too. And he says that my grace, so the big G knows that you are just like in the movie or the series Westworld. You are programmed to lose. You put down here to be the loser, not the winner. And they laughing at you. So I don't know about y'all, but I'm just not going to make it easy. I still going to lose because I'm programmed to lose. But my father said, my grace is sufficient for me. Why? 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8. This should give you hope. Because right now you don't have none. It says, three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me. How many times you ask God for whatever you're asking God for? How many times, brother, are you still going to church and listen to that message that says, hang on, brother, your blessing is coming? Y'all still got that message? Every Sunday, hang on, brother, your blessing is coming. Y'all still waiting for y'all blessing? I mean, I'm just saying. I'm just putting it out there. But you ain't got to, because you are your blessing. Now, you can wait for another one. That's cool. But while you're waiting, you might want to be the blessing that you wish to see in the world. Instead of waiting to try to get a blessing, how about you be a blessing? Oh, yeah, that's contrary to our theology. But see, Paul figures something out. Paul says, three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me. But he said this to me. Now, put yourself in Paul's place. You want something, and this is what God is saying to you. God is saying to you, my grace is sufficient for you. For my power is perfected in weakness. What the? So you're telling me that I'm supposed to be weak? Hello, newsflash. Oh, well, what about all of those books that says God want me wealthy, healthy, and wise? What about all of that mumbo jumbo? That's what it is, mumbo jumbo. Now, that mumbo jumbo has a purpose. You don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. See, the most people, they never read the entire book. You ever got a book and read it from cover to cover? How many books have you read from cover to cover? That's the problem. So you mean to tell me you got a 15-chapter book, you read three chapters, you put it down, and you're wondering why the book doesn't work? That's what I hear all the time. I have now, I don't know how many audio series. Somebody will listen to an audio. First thing I ask a person when they call me with a question, did you read my book? Well, no, doc, I didn't, you know, okay. But you didn't read the book. No, brother, you know, I mean, I didn't have the money, man. I was going to try to fix it, but, you know, it was $100 for the class and stuff. But I heard your free message and that you did on Blog Talk, and so that shit just don't work. Oh, but you haven't read the book, nor did you listen to the 7 freaking hours of audio that I did, but it doesn't work. Come on, man. Come on. We got to do better. So God is telling you, not me, God is telling you that his power is perfected in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly. Now, I don't know nobody that is happy when they don't get what they want. Nobody. But until you do get to the point in your life where you are happy with what you got, you can kiss the baby goodbye. Because you will never, ever get nothing. Because God doesn't reward people that are not his. Cannot go to God in need.
because he don't have none. You on the wrong frequency, brother. You praying to the wrong God. So you gonna tell me, or you gonna tell yourself, oh man, I don't know, brother. The Bible says, I will boast. The Bible says, count it all joy when you fall. So the last show I was telling, I had Sister, I think it was Sister Tammy, said it. So you mean to tell me we're supposed to celebrate all flaws? Hell yes. Or heavens yes, depending on how you want to slice it up. Well, why, brother? Well, let's see what the Bible says. It says, therefore I will boast all the more gladly in my weakness, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Verse 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10. That is why, for the sake of Christ, I delight in weakness, in insults, in hardship, in persecution, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Oh, man, I wish to God you could wrap your brain around that. I wish that what I just said actually could permeate into your spirit. Because verse 11 is worse than verse 10. I have become a fool, but you drove me to it. In fact, you should have commended me, since I am in no way inferior to those super apostles, even though I am nothing. Now, this is Paul being sarcastic in verse. Let me read verse 11 again in the New Living Translation of 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 11. This is why every day is a great day in my world. Every day. When people think a lot of negative stuff, I get a lot of negative hate mail. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 11. This is why I don't sleep at night, and I'm up studying, and I'm happy. You have made me act like a fool. Is there anybody listening to this show that's been acting like a fool? Anybody call you a fool? Now, I've been called an educated fool. Anybody been called an educated fool? Are you boasting? Are you walking around? Are you been made to act like a fool? 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 11 says you are to be writing a condemnation or a recommendation, I should say, for me. For I am not at all inferior to any of those super apostles, even though I am nothing. Brothers and sisters, let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. I don't care how much money you got or don't got. I don't care how healthy you are or unhealthy. I don't care how wise you are or ignorant you are. I don't care if you're in a great relationship or you're in the process of getting divorced. You are not inferior to no super apostles. There is no Reverend Dr. Bishop on the planet that you should be bowing down to. You should not be kissing no Pope's green finger. Them suckers put their pants on one leg at a time, just like you. The Bible says that you are just as important, if not more important than they are. When you become a spiritualist, shiznits don't bother you. Your sensitivity is gone. Your emotionalism is gone. Where did it go? It's gone because you delight in your weakness. You delight in insults. You delight in hardships. You delight in persecution. You delight in difficulties. For when you are weak, you know that's when Christ is being made strong. When people call you a fool, you know, in fact, that you are actually on a higher plane and level than they are, based upon the very book that they're reading and that they're calling you a fool with. because they are telling you that you are a sinner. But look at their senses. Everybody who calls you a sinner, I guarantee you, please look at their life. Look at their fruit. Please. The next time some Reverend Dr. Bishop calls you a sinner, look at their lives. They're full of lust. They gluttony. They damn sure most overweight. Greed, sloth, wrath, envy, pride, arrogance, cocky, all of this stuff. They're full of demons. Why? It takes a demon to recognize a demon. This is not a feel-good message, I understand. But you cannot build your temple to house the true God when you're building a temple to house the fake one. The God that you got on this planet is fake. He was developed by Constantine, 325 A.D., at the Council of Nicaea. They voted and they got together. And inside the book, I told you, inside the book that we just read, the six things, they voted on what salvation was going to, how to get it. They voted on it. What the? They voted on the date. They voted on the name. They voted on everything that you hold dear. They voted and decided. You know what? Let's declare and decree. Now, Constantine, he did his job, but are you going to do your job? And are you going to walk in the Spirit? Because if you walk in the Spirit, guess what? The truth will automatically resonate to you. You don't go get it. It comes get you. Don't believe me? Just try it. I challenge you to try it. Try what, Doc? Try walking in the truth. How do you walk in the truth? Be authentic. How do you be authentic? Right where you are right now. I don't care if you're homeless. If they just told you you got cancer. If your wife just left you. If your dog just bit you. If your children think you're crazy. If your husband is cheating on you. If whatever's going on in your life, it doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is that you identify with the now. Because the Bible says now faith is. God is the eternal now. Anytime you get outside of now, you're outside of God. That's what being a spiritualist is. A spiritualist focuses on the now. Past doesn't focus on the future. He only focuses on the now, what's going on right now. Because, see, the devil can only trip you up whenever he gets you to want something that you don't already got. That is his only trick. He's a one-trick pony, but he's so good with that one trick, he don't need no other tricks. Why? Because even though you listen to this message right now, you're going to get off this phone right now. And as soon as you get off of this phone, off of this audio call, you're going to want something. And the mere fact that you want something pulls you out of something. The thing that you want takes you away from the thing that you have. I didn't read this in a book. I lived it in my life. And I destroyed lives by going after something that wasn't mine. Because if it was mine, it would already be in my circle. And everything that you need for life and godliness, you already have. God is drawing everything to you that is for you. Everything that you need for life and godliness, godliness plus contentment is great gain. So spiritualism is the ability to live in the now, the eternal now. Well, Brother Will, that sounds great, man. But give me something, man. Okay, let's close with this. Let's think about how desires operate. See, your desires, your wants, they operate on two different levels of your being. Your desires operate on the spirit realm and on the physical realm. And the electrical realm supplies your spirit or supplies your flesh. So your spirit nature, your spirit man, again, is the real you. Your physical man, your fleshly man, your bodily man is the fake you. So you got two desires. You have your spirit man, now then on the other side, you have your fleshly man. Now, your spirit man wants what is happening now. Your spirit man is always in love with what is happening right now. The spirit man always finds the good in where you are right now. The spirit man gives itself totally to what is happening right now. The spirit man doesn't even have the capacity to want anything different from what is happening. The spirit man does not have the capacity for desire. The spirit doesn't desire because the spirit is all-knowing. The spirit is all-present. The spirit is all-power. The spirit lacks nothing, so the spirit desires nothing. So if you desire something, that means you're outside of the spirit. The spirit doesn't desire. The word desire means D, means to sow. Sire means seed. The word desire is a sexual term. It's a sexual act. It means that you want to go and drop some seeds. It means that you want to produce something that you already got. So a desire by nature is Luciferian. That's the trap. See, you're trapped inside of a body that always wants something. Always. You want to eat. You want more water. You want to go to the restroom. Your body always wants something. It always needs something. But your spirit doesn't. Your spirit doesn't want anything. Your spirit doesn't have the capacity to generate something that it wants because your spirit is currently in the now. But your body, man, your body currently wants everything. Your body said, hey, scratch here. Your body said, hey, let's go over here. Your body says, oh, we want to go to sleep. We're tired. Your body says, well, dude, we're hungry. Your body said, man, let's go talk to the neighbor. Your body always is going. It's going, going, going. It's always pushing, pushing, pushing. It always wants, wants, wants. It is never content. The body doesn't have contentment. But the Bible says moral behavior, godliness, plus not needing outside assistance, contentment is great gain. It is only when you are totally content and that you are totally living in the now that you are walking in the spirit. And guess what? You don't want nothing. The only way that you don't want nothing is that if you have something. So look at what you have. Fall in love with that. How do you fall in love with that? Just look at it. Just look at it. Guarantee you, if you look at it, brother, if you look at it, you'll see it. See, there is a difference, as I talked about, between looking and seeing. See, you can look at something and not see it. And you can see something and not look at it. But when you look at it and you really see it, that's vision. Vision is the ability to look and see. That's spirit. Spiritualism, my brother. Spiritualism, my sister, is the ability to live right now. I don't care how bad it looks. The worse that it looks physically, the better that it is spiritually, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 8, 9, and 10. My brothers and my sisters, we are out of time. I'm calling all spiritualists because it is time for us to build the temple that is going to house the true God, not Constantine's Messiah, the true God. And in order to do that, you have to live in the now. You can't live in the past. You can't live in the future. You got to live in the present. Tomorrow we'll continue with part two of how to be a spiritualist. Thank you, everybody, for joining me on today's show. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May His Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth because He will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you. God bless you.
Some people really are still dreaming. They are still dreaming.
Y'all need to wake up now. They know the same as pyramid scheme. Like the police, they're still in the scene. After I murder them, please.
Reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle and seems firmly a virtue. Bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn or something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you might snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Yeah.